Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. We're having a little technical difficulty connecting up with John Wobin, but you and I are going to continue to march because this is a topic that I want to talk about. I want to make sure we cover this, and the idea was to talk about search engine optimization. But here's the thing, folks. The overarching issue is something that I've termed being relevant, what I call the moment of relevance. The moment of relevance is a very, very critical and important, powerful, and frankly, brand new thing in the marketplace. This is a very important part of the age of the customer. It's the break point between whether you're successful with somebody you don't know or not. And I call it the moment of relevance. Now, here's what the moment of relevance is. Today, as you know, in the age of the customer, which is different from the age of the seller, customers are now in control of two of the three elements. They have the buying decision and the information. And the seller only has the product, the service. In the old days, it was the other way around. The seller had the product and the information. The customer always had the buying decision. In the age of the customer, the control shifts. And so now with that information, because of the way that information is available, the customer literally can identify you or not. You can pop up if your search engine optimization is on target. When they do a search for a product, you can pop up or not. If you pop up in the appropriate way, if you've done your job with the search engine optimization, you've got a chance of being relevant. Meaning relevant to that customer means I'm looking for someone and I hope I find them. If they can't find you, then they don't know you're the greatest thing in the world. They don't know that your prices are lower. They don't know that you've been around for 50 years. They don't know any of that if they can't find you. So you might be wonderful. You might be the most wonderful vendor, the most wonderful conveyor of product or service that's in the history of mankind. If they can't find you, you're not relevant to them. And this is what I mean when I say in the age of the customer, relevance trumps competitiveness. And so if they can find you, then that's one level of relevance. So here they do the search. And by the way, let's just say, because I'm making a lot of noise about mobile. I'm talking about how important that is to you. And it is, folks. There's no way of getting around it. Let's say that they're doing the search on their smartphone and they're holding it in their hand and they're looking for what they want. I've done this several times myself recently. Yesterday I did it. And so they're holding it in their hand, and they're looking for what they want, and they find you. So now, guess what? You passed the relevance test. They searched for a certain kind of product, a certain kind of service in a certain part of the world. Two or three specific things in their search, and because you were optimized, they found you. Now, what do they find? They find a regular website that's hard for them to read in this little window. Well, if it is, and the person below you, let's say you're on the top of the list, but the person below you actually has a site that works inside the small window of the tiny window of a smartphone. Well, who's more relevant, you or them? Never mind that your price may be lower. Never mind your product may be better. If they're going to go to the one that's easier to use. So let's say that that's you. You have a mobile site, but the other guy doesn't. And so now Now, I'm not saying an app. I'm saying a mobile site. So now you pass another relevance test. So good for you. Now they're ready to, they want to make a phone call because they want to find out if you have this particular thing, or they want to find out whatever it may be. They want to talk to someone. Do you take, you know, do you take a credit card? Whatever. So now they're looking for your phone number. Is the phone number easy to get to? Is it easy to find? You got to have a phone number that's easy to find. So if it is, congratulations, you passed another relevance test. If it's all right, so also, is the phone number hot? Meaning, can they touch it with their little finger, their little index finger, and make a phone call? If it is, then you pass another relevance test. If it's not, then you failed the moment of relevance. So all these little things are coming to pass, are coming to bear on the decision that a customer is making about who to do business with before they even know all the things about you, before you've had a chance to speak to them. In fact, before you even know they exist, they're ruling you in and out, in or out, before you even know they exist. And it's happening in a moment. That's the reason I call it the moment of relevance. It's happening in a moment. I mean, literally, you know how it works. People are looking up there. Okay, that was easy. I'll click there. That was not easy. I'm going to avoid them. In a split second, somebody got eliminated, and they didn't even know that they were being considered. And nobody has asked about a price yet. Nobody's tasted your pizza. Nobody's had the benefit of your wonderful service. Nobody's met any of your highly trained employees, etc., etc. You're already have been ruled in or out in the moment of relevance before you have a chance to convey any of that. And this is what I'm talking about, folks, when I'm talking about how the age of the customer is changing things. And here's the thing. Mobile is such a big deal because there is no corresponding element in the age of the seller to mobile. All the other elements in the age of the customer, age of the seller, there's a corresponding now on steroids element, but not mobile. Mobile is all new to the marketplace, and it's really changing things. So think about this, folks. It's not just about being SEO, search engine optimized. You got to do other things. You got to make sure that you pass that moment of relevance, that you're successfully get through the moment of relevance, so that you're at least one of two companies that this prospect considers. A lot of things you have to do before you even get to talk to them and before you even know they exist. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.